Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about God's omnipresence and the fact that God is everywhere. This is one of the attributes of God Almighty, and it's been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. In one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: "And He is with you wherever you may be, and Allah sees best what you do." And in this regards, we have this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq was asked by Abu Ja'far regarding Allah's verse in the Holy Quran, "And He is Allah in the heavens and the earth." To which he replied, "Yes, similarly, He is in every place." The Rawi, or the transmitter of the hadith, says, "In His essence," the Imam replied, "Woe betide you. Verily, places are subject to limits and boundaries. So, by your saying that He is in a place in His essence, you are in fact compelled to say that He is contained in objects which are subject to measurement and size. He is, however, distinct from His creation, entirely encompassing what He creates in knowledge, power, control, and authority and dominion." So there is this hadith which alludes to this beautiful sifat and attribute of Allah Ta'ala. In another hadith, very similar to this one, Imam Ali said the following, describing Allah, glory be to Him. He said, "And verily, He is everywhere, each and every moment, and time, and with every human and jinn." Right? So, in essence, these hadiths want to say that God Almighty, He is present everywhere, but He's not like the creatures. He's not, He's not contained in a place or contained in an object in such a way that would lead to Him possessing measurement and size and consequently becoming physical and material in nature. If we wanted to give an example that could somehow clarify this, we could give the example of the human soul, which is something immaterial like God Almighty. It's, present in the body in the sense that it encompasses the body, but at the same time, it's not, we cannot say that it's confined to the body in such a way that would give it size or quantity or make it material or physical in nature. Right. Something similar here occurs in the relationship between God and His creation. So we shouldn't interpret this, His being everywhere, in a sense that would lead to His physicality. That is what the Imam means in the end of the hadith, where he says that He is, however, distinct from His creation, entirely encompassing what He creates in knowledge, power, control, authority. And if He was encompassed by place, then that place would encompass Him and have control over Him and dominion over Him, and not the converse of this. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the omnipresence of God in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.